Greg, I'm sure a lot of us have never heard of this Reinhart-Rogoff study, so why is this such a big deal?
The study came out 3 years ago. It was widely hailed by many people because it provided a statistical link demonstrating that too much debt in a country is going to drag you down. It's going to hurt your economy. Now it has been revealed that the statistics that these two people, Carmen Reinhart and Ken Rogoff, used may have not been valid. And part of it was apparently a bad use of an Excel spreadsheet.
And what was the conclusion of that study? It was something along the lines of if your national debt exceeds 90% of your gross domestic product, then it's really going to have a serious impact on growth.
Yeah, at the very least, it's going to have a slightly negative impact. It's not going to be positive, which is what a lot of people have said over the years. Among many, the common knowledge was you needed to prime the pump. You needed to put money into the economy to get it back on track. And what this study said was that not only isn't true, but you can have a reverse impact.
And of course, with the U.S. Debt at about $12 trillion, that's around 75% of GDP. So as we get closer to that 90% figure, that was affecting policy or policy debates.
Well, it was. Representative Paul Ryan, who's head of the House Budget Committee, was citing this study to support his view that the government should spend less money. And maybe it should, but it's not confirmed by this study.
Of course, this all comes back to who do you trust? and how do we know that other studies don't have Excel mistakes in there? This kind of undermines confidence in the studies and the whole system in general like that.
Yeah, it does make you wonder, should you be skeptical of every single thing that comes out? You know, there are a lot of government numbers, unemployment numbers, gross domestic product numbers, a whole slew of numbers that are dramatically revised in later time periods, a month later, some a year later, are altered by new numbers, new information. You know, you just have to kind of maybe be a little bit skeptic, be aware that you may not want to act precisely on one statistic if you're making a decision.
Well, maybe this points out a serious flaw in how economics is treated, especially when it comes to policy. A study will come out, and people will jump on that if it supports their point of view. But, you know, we don't always check and try to duplicate the results and make sure that there really is something going on there.
And one of the points here was it was extremely difficult to track down exactly how these two economists came to their conclusion. Maybe this all has something to do with that old saying, economics is the dismal science.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heverlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at KPLU.org. I'm Dave Meyer.